Oh, let me blow my nose one more time. I wonder how much of that was recorded. crying and carrying on and blowing my nose. Jesus.
You talked about the gift and you read a piece.
Yes.
Where can we find it?
I will give it to you.
Where can
I don't know where it is. If you'll email me, I'll try to tell you where you can pick this up. If not, I'll scan you a copy and send it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Because that's really important for us to know that the gift was given to you and me. It wasn't given to the elegant, the scientist, and so on and so forth. It was given to you because people like Gordon Johnston could lean up and say, you know. Because you and I do know. That's why they believe us. That's why they identify with us. That's why they know. We've been where they are. You know? Yep.
Just real quick, too. Just about everything that Luther's referenced, like Henry Drummond or the David Hawkins thing earlier, uh-huh. And even just now, the Eckhart Warren, all that stuff will get posted on the website in the section for Luther's talk.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. If you need anything from me too, I'm happy to supply with you with whatever, even my notes. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want, I'd be happy to give it to you. Yep.
The greatest thing in the world is available online as a free downloadable PDF.
It's already on the website, by the way. Yeah. It's on from when Howard was here.
It's a really important piece. They used it for meditation in the mornings, in the beginning. So, yes, Peter.
When one completes an amend, does it in any way provide salvation?
Does it do what?
In any way provide salvation.
I don't know if it does or not provide salvation. The question was, when one completes an amend, does it provide salvation? I suppose if salvation means like saving your soul, I would say yes, it does. Because like I told you, when I finished my series of amends, and I made that last amend to Mary and her children in Chicago, I knew at that point in my life, I was innocent. And if that's not salvation, I don't know what else is, okay? I was totally innocent at that point. Yes. No. Oh, no.
So we have to remove the character defects.
Well, good luck on that. So. You know, I'm never going to be perfect here. Like I said, too, I'm a fuck-up. I make mistakes. I mean, whatever. I have the character defects that I'm going to be, the major ones I'm going to lift with are selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. I'm going to have these forever because they're human characteristics, okay? But I have a defense against those things, and that is the 10th step that we just covered. The 10th step will safeguard me from those things because when they crop up, I ask God at once to remove them. You know, so this, to answer your question maybe, is a salvation of a sort because it gets me out of it. I mean, it frees me up from it. It not only frees me up, it makes it right. There's an equation there. Yes? Ahmad.
Yes, sir. You mentioned when one is experiencing the bedevilments and there's also a time that we would dive immediately into helping another man to become more useful. But then the book also suggests or says that one needs to have his own house in order to be able to help others. I'm wondering if I'm experiencing these developments, for example, the relationship with my wife. If I'm helping another alcoholic, it would be taking time away from actually mending the relationship with my wife. How do I balance?
There's the trick. Find the balance. Because you are obligated to show up at Alcoholics Anonymous. You're obligated to do these things. If you don't do these things, you don't have a wife. If you wind up shit-faced and drunk out in the street someplace, she's gone, trust me. You know? So in a kind, loving way, with people who are not in the program, we have to say, you know what? I hope you know this. I have to show up here. And then I make a commitment in my head. I'm going to show up 3 times a week, 5 times a week, whatever it is that you can do. That's within reason. Don't try to put a goal out there that you can't achieve, you know. But, and then you come to agreement with one another, you know. And on Tuesday nights, I'm going to be gone at that time, and so on and so forth, you know. So there's a way to find a balance in there. And you can find it if you're earnest enough. But you have to remember, you and I have to come here. I'll tell you why. When we come here, okay, I'm standing here full of this power. And that's wonderful and great. And when I'm off all by myself, that's one thing. But when I come here and I'm with you, it's multiplied by that many people. And that's why when I walk into a room of Alcoholics Anonymous, I sense something. Something's going on. There's like a beat in there. There's something going on here now. And I get next to you and I feel you. You know, like in Avatar, the movie, right? She says, I see you. You know, we can see each other and we can hear each other. And we come in here and there's such an aggregate of power in these rooms. But we come, even if you come in a nasty mood and you just sit down, boom, you've plugged in. You don't even know it. You've plugged into the power. Now there's 2 of us. Now there's 4. Now there's 45. Now there's 120 of us, you know. So that's a great secret in coming to AA. Plugged into a power. So you're obligated to do that, and there's a way to find that balance. I wouldn't be worrying about it so much, you know. And to go a little deeper in that, you said you have to have something to give it away, and that's true. It's true, but the guy coming right after you, one day after you, will learn something from you, and you're obligated to tell him. I mean, I remember something when I was brand new. My sponsor had 15 years, Dan McCafferty. It didn't mean anything to me. I thought, you know, might as well have been 15 million then. It didn't mean anything to me. But Jenny Edge, said she had 2 weeks. I said, what? How did you do it? I said that. How did you do it? Because I couldn't conceive that anyone could not drink for 2 weeks, you know. So we're learning from one another right from the very beginning. And you can tell that new guy, you can set him at ease right away and say, come on in here. We're not so dangerous, you know. Come over here and sit by me. You know, you're fine, you're safe here. You come sit by me. Now, if you speak Farsi, speak Farsi to him. You'll get it. It's the man who is the missionary, not his words. Yes?
You talked earlier when you started this week, the process in which you went through the steps. I found a similar process of 17 years of sobriety and versus the old school way. You know, my triangle is the same as yours. And
you mean in the beginning?
But I didn't hear a lot in regards to like going through, you know, the beginning pages of the book with newcomers and reading the book specifically with newcomers. And the process that
you can take a newcomer with you, one half a page behind you.
So you did take, you do specifically sit down with the newcomers and read the book?
No, not always. The question, what is the question? So I can repeat it so that people will know what we're talking about.
I'm curious, on the way, the process in which you guys have gone through the steps, is there precise directions all the way through, other than, you know,
okay, are there precise directions on how to do this? Is there a method, in other words, that's like in print that we know how to take people? No, there is not, okay? What I did here, Clint gave me exactly what had been given to him, okay? And then I wrote all of that information in like a blue ink pen. Then when I began to write things in there myself, I used a pencil. In other words, everything that wasn't blue was something that I that I put in there. But what I do, it's impossible to take somebody through something that you've been through word for word, verbatim, blah, blah, blah. You can't possibly do it. I have always asked God to come and be with me when I'm with this person. And to hopefully open me up to a point where this person would get whatever he needed that day. And that's been my experience, you know. I take people and I point out these certain things that were pointed out to me, but I will embellish and improve on that and give them more information that, you know, that has become my experience as time goes along. I'm just passing my experience along to this person. And I don't worry about what I talked about with Sam, you know, when I'm talking to Joe. Because when I'm talking to Joe, it seems like if I've asked God to come, and I've asked him to put the words in my mouth or whatever, whatever's pertinent to him, whatever's really important to him will come up. It'll show up. It happens every... It's uncanny the way it happens. I don't have to memorize anything. I didn't... In the very beginning, I didn't have to memorize anything. My sponsor, Dan, told me, says, Luther, because I would be them with them all day long. All day long up until the night, 1:45 in the morning, and then I would go home and call him. And that's... He'd answer, he'd say at home, he says, that's Luther. You know, Dottie would be sitting there with him. He says, she says, how do you know it's Luther? He says, trust me, it's Luther. So, and he'd pick up the phone and say hello, and I'd say, Dan, I can't remember what you said. I just, he said, Luther, don't try to remember what I said, okay? Don't do that. He said, you don't know it, but this head of yours here is nothing more than a big filing cabinet. And he said, it's taking in all this information as we're talking and so on and so forth. And he said, when you really need it, it's going to come. Not when you want it. You know, God's not a bellman, for Christ's sake. He's not going to fetch my bags. He's not going to do that, you know. It doesn't come when you want it. It comes when you need it. And believe me, I found out that these people were telling me the truth all along. Because when it came, then I would realize. When I really needed it and it came, it just washed over me like a wave. I think, damn it, they're right again. Absolutely right, dead on, again, one more time. You know. So we're in God's world here. We're in a continuum. We're in a continual supply of this energy. So I don't have to worry so much about crossing all the T's and dotting the I's and the periods and the semicolons and so on and so forth. I don't worry about that anymore. You know, I ask God, and you know, whatever comes down, I'm not going to question that. I've asked for God to come and be of help, and then I'm not going to question what happens as a result of it. You know. You'd be amazed what will come down for that person. It's just amazing. So I don't know if I answered your question. I feel like I sort of like didn't, but I don't know that there is an answer to it. Yes, there were certain things that were given to me, certain things that I have in my book. You're welcome to look. I know exactly what Clint gave me. And I pass that on. I make sure that I pass that on, at least, to the person as we're going through it page by page. You know, starting with that triangle there where we had to draw a circle and make a triangle because my book didn't have one in it. So, yes, is that it? So, I want to thank Dale once again for asking me to come. It's been a pleasure. And I want to thank each and every one of you for letting me get to know you and get to love you. And I'll see you on this path. I know I will. So when you see me, tell me hello. Thank you. Love you.